Last spring, as we were settling into the first weeks of what's turned out to be months of social distancing and restrictions, one of my friends, a Catholic priest, remarked, "I didn't plan on giving up quite this much for Lent." And it's true, all of us have made sacrifice upon sacrifice over the last year and suffered loss upon loss. The big and obvious losses, like the friends and neighbors and family members who've died during the pandemic, as well as the disruption to our relationships, jobs, and well-being. In one sense, last year's Lent never ended. We've been living with deprivation and loss and sacrifice for almost a full year. Now, typically, on Ash Wednesday, the preacher's job is to convince people of the spiritual value of Lenten discipline and sacrifice, but that just seems wildly inappropriate this year. I won't encourage you to give up more than you've already lost. If you find some small sense of enjoyment and dignity in a piece of chocolate, or a moment's escape in a good TV show, or a healthy connection to distant friends on social media, I'm not going to tell you to give up any of that. Now, likewise, when I hear Jesus say that we should beware practicing our piety before others, I think, fat chance of that right now. And when he says, go into your room and shut the door, I think we've got that one pretty well nailed down at this point. But I think what we have to do is to tune out the negative commands in the passage of scripture we heard read from the gospel. We need to tune out the stuff that Jesus tells us to do that we're already doing because of our circumstances, and tune into the positive side of what he's inviting us to do. And here's what it's about. It's about creating a space for us to be with God. Linger over a verse of scripture with your morning cup of coffee. I'll be sending out links to a Lenten devotional for those who want some structure and support in taking this on. Or here's some other idea. But before you put on your mask to go into a store, say a little prayer. Give thanks to God for your health and pray for the people that you're about to encounter. Light a candle when you sit down to dinner as a way of remembering that God's light is still shining, and ask God how you might reflect that light for others around you. Pick up one or two of these things, or come up with your own as a way of creating an intimate space for you and God in your days. Jesus promises that those who turn toward God store up a heavenly treasure, invisible, but precious beyond measure. And he says that where we locate what is valuable to us, precious to us, is where our heart resides. In creating space for God in our day-to-day lives, we lodge our hearts with God. And out of that relationship of grace, acceptance, and fullness, we're able to treat others generously and to bear up in challenging times. So I invite you, in the name of Christ, to observe this season of Lent not through deprivation and sacrifice, but through creating spaces for God in your everyday life. In those spaces, may you meditate on God's word. May you practice a Lenten posture of self-examination and penitence. And may you discover God's grace and forgiveness, equipping you for every good work. Amen.